But I see God working in my life, and I see Him meshing all these things that happen to me, the good and the bad, the things that are easy to accept, the neat things, and also the things that are tough. And they all have a purpose. And I look back on that in retrospect, and I see that, you know, all of those things have been going on just the way they're supposed to. The way I got in here, the way I've stayed here. Usually it's through people. You know, God works through people. And I've got a relationship with my God today that I couldn't have believed possible before I came in here. You know, I didn't even believe there was a God. And now I've got this God that's with me constantly. You know, He's my friend and my supporter and, you know, the person I go to now for everything. I had my sponsor is moving to Arizona today. And that's kind of a threatening thing to me. You know, she's been around for 8 years when I get in a tough spot. But it was all right because her friend Nancy has been around also for me to talk to if I get in a tough spot. Well, Nancy had a real bad car wreck Wednesday, and she's paralyzed, and she's down in UC Medical Center. So last night we were talking about it in the meeting, and I came home, and I was feeling really strange. And I got out my notebook to do some writing. My boyfriend says, "Are you writing about me?" I said, "No. I just got to, you know, I've got some insecure feelings." And that's what it turned out to be. You know, all of a sudden, both of them, they're not there available for me to talk to. And I had a resentment about that. You know, how dare they both get either racked up or moved all in one day, you know. But that just brings back to me where my real dependence lies. You know, you people, I need you all, and God works through you, and I love you all. But that's transitory. The thing that stays till the day I die is my relationship with my higher power, with my God. He's the one that's there to help me when everything else fails. After I'd gotten through my ninth step, I got my first baby. And a lot of you knew her. Her name was Sharon. Real tough broad. She dressed like a man, talked like a man, shot pool like a man. And that had to do with not wanting to be able, or not being able to compete with women. You know? Underneath all that tough shell, she was a really neat lady. And I learned more from her probably than I did from my sponsor working through the steps. And we went through the steps together. She went and died on me. She had cancer. And so we went through that together too. And I learned a lot from that. Since then, I've done a lot of sponsoring. It's the thing that makes me feel the best today. Again, that's another thing I would never have believed before I came in here, that that's what would make me feel the best is working with someone else, but that's the way it is. And I learned from it. Got a couple of them here tonight. And they're the people that make me remember that I have a purpose and that I am worthwhile and that I'm lovable. Talks about principles in the book.